Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Talk a little Buffalo Bills with our buddy from Buffalo, Tim Graham, joins us all the time. Tim, we appreciate it as always. We got a big game on Sunday.
Hey, can we stop for a second and talk about that traffic report?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's 8:26 in the morning. In South Florida and all of South Florida, there are no incidents to report. That sounds like lazy journalism to me.
100%.
Glad you called him out.
So, yep. You know, Tim, this has been going on, and in fairness, he doesn't want to do the traffic report. He's been asked to do it.
Is this a setup?
They told him months ago that he wouldn't have to do it that long. So he puts that kind of effort into it. Of course there's traffic and there's something crazy going on. Right. You
no,
live down
traffic,
here.
There's just nothing major.
Get out of here. There's always something major.
Tim, I think you guys have to look into that.
Tim, that's an outstanding call out. Now, Tim spent some time down here, so he knows that's
right.
A bunch of bull crap.
Right.
What he just did. He just absolutely called him out. It was just one of the great call-outs we've had today because he also had a segment that wasn't very strong today. So, Tim, you're just outstanding.
Now I feel like I'm piling on. I'm sorry. If I'd have known that.
Joe's
turned into a tabloid guy, so all he does is read the tabloids. So he's all like, you know, Maroon 5 and whatever else is going on in the tabloids.
All right. So I thought – seeing how this guy's going to scramble out of a bad situation with the wife pregnant. Curious to see how it was going to turn out. Hey, Tim, I do want to get into this team, better known as the Buffalo Bills, man, because they look like they came in with a little chip on their shoulder, way that thing ended against Kansas City. And so far through two games, wow. I mean, it has been some of the best football we've seen in a long time.
If you thought the Bills were the best team in the NFL, they've done absolutely zero to give you anything to think about in a debate, if you want to say otherwise, with the exception of the injuries coming out of this Tennessee Titans game, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But the big question mark heading into the season was losing Brian Daboll. He took some key assistants with him from the offensive side. Is Ken Dorsey going to be able to handle the job in his first time ever calling plays at any level? And so to do it in the NFL with this high-powered offense, yes, it covers up a lot of blemishes when you have a guy like Josh Allen, but the fear was what we have been seeing in Denver with Nate Hackett and the play clock and burning timeouts and how do you work the headset and are they going to get their plays in quickly enough and is it going to resemble what Brian Daboll was doing last season too? Is there going to be any kind of drop-off? And clearly we've seen against the defending Super Bowl champions and last year's top AFC seed that the Bills offense is every bit as high powered as it's been under Brian Daboll.
All right. So you brought up all the injuries watching the game on Monday night. Dane Jackson, start there. Is there a chance we're looking at two rookies starting a cornerback with Elam and Benford?
Yeah, I think that's a common sense thing. I'm not talking as though I have any kind of inside medical information, but when a guy suffers an injury that requires an ambulance to take you to the hospital,
yeah,
and then you have a short week on top of it, just a precautionary type thing. You don't want to rush somebody like that back. And Micah Hyde also went to the hospital after the game with a neck injury to have that checked out. He's their all-pro safety. So you're going to be looking at a secondary that could be banged up. Now, Micah Hyde, we haven't heard any update on him, whether it was a stinger, what type of neck injury it was. He didn't practice yesterday. Neither did Dane Jackson. So, yeah, two rookie cornerbacks and possibly a backup safety at a position where the Bills take a lot of pride in their safety play. The Bills rely on their safeties and their defense way more than most teams do. They are super important to that defense and how it runs. So, and of course, getting behind a safety is what the Dolphins really want to do.
Right.
It's what they've shown they're pretty good at. So if you can fool a guy who's not used to starting, then I think that could be advantage Dolphins.
Tim, the evolution of Josh Allen from Wyoming and throws the ball out of the stadium, but he's got no accuracy. Who knows if it's going to end up working out, to now the favorite for MVP in the league. I mean, this guy's come a long way in a little amount of years in the NFL. You've seen it since day one. The evolution of Josh Allen is just outstanding to see if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, but no one else, right?
For sure. Well, there's two parts to it. You mentioned the accuracy, and that's the old adage in football, is that you can't teach accuracy. But he has proven that wrong, and a lot of credit goes to Jordan Palmer, who's his personal quarterback's coach, and he really rebuilt Josh Allen from the floor up. And I think really the major reason why that has been possible is because Josh Allen is super coachable. And it's something that I talked to some people about heading into the season, about how great he could be. And guys like Kurt Warner and Phil Simms were telling me that the coachability aspect of it. I also interviewed Bill Parcells for the story, who also agreed with this. The coachability aspect, because you get a guy with a big arm who's been able to do it and do it better than anybody his age, anybody in his town, anybody in his conference. And to get to the level of the NFL and convince a guy that you have to do it, totally different, to get them accepting of that, number one, is hard. And even if you have a guy like Tim Tebow, who everybody said, oh, he is way open to being, having his mechanics totally overhauled, and you still have to have the ability, the skill to be able to pull it off. He's that rare combination where he's able to do that. But the other part I want to mention, too, is his mental aspect. He was easily flustered as a rookie because he's so competitive. And we've all seen players like that, great players. It was as though he knew he could do so much more, but it wasn't translating into his production on the field. He got into a lot of hero ball aspects, doing really stupid things with the ball, trying to extend plays when he shouldn't have. And it would cost the Bills. It would cost them not only plays, it would cost them games. And he has gotten out of that, and he's just learned through maturity. And it's been a dangerous, dangerous confluence that everything is coming together for this guy, because he has all the physical skills. He's built like Rob Gronkowski, and he can throw it with accuracy and power. I mean, it's pretty tough to stop the guy.
So let me ask you the thing that he's really, they've won seven straight, of course. And I know, you know, that stat, but thing he's done to us too, he friggin' runs. Have they talked to him? It's one thing to run and slide. He's not big on the slide part. He gets a little edgy. Even late in that game you guys had under control last year, he's running that quarterback sweep, and he's trying to score. And I know some of the guys on defense were a little pissed off about what he was doing. But, man, his mindset to run over guys, have they talked to him about not being so physical when he runs a football?
They have. They have, for sure. But they also know that that's what makes him special. It's like when you're talking about some of these other running quarterbacks in the league. What's the point of having him out there? You know, criticism against Trey Lance's injury. Well, that's what you don't want to see. You don't want him running. Well, then Trey Lance isn't your quarterback.
Right.
If you don't want him running,
yeah,
then Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback. So it's what he does well, and that's not to say that, you know, Case Keenum should be starting ahead of a non-running Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But it's his part of his mentality, it's part of his makeup, and they don't want him to lose that. It's what also gets the other guys on the roster going. I mean, he is one of the great leaders that I've ever covered in terms of, and I'm not saying from the process of watching from the press box. I'm talking about when I interview guys, just how enthralled they are with Josh Allen as their teammate, that he is their quarterback. Guys who have egos, who are willing to check it because Josh Allen's the leader. You know, Stephon Diggs, he had a lot of that type of reputation as a selfish guy up in Minnesota, to the point that the Vikings had to trade away one of the best receivers of the last 10 years because they couldn't handle him anymore. Well, he comes to Buffalo, super deferential to Josh Allen. He loves Josh Allen. He just wants to make Josh Allen happy. So there's a lot of that aspect to it about not having him run. And the funny thing is we talk about it as analysts heading into every season. Well, the Bills, you know, Josh Allen, he's just getting older. He's a better passer. He's going to know the pocket better. He's going to make better decisions, both pre-snap and right after the snap. He's not going to need to run. Well, he's rushed for more yards in every one of the seasons so far. He has not rushed for fewer yards than the season before. He had 740 rushing yards last year.
Gosh,
he's the Bills' best running back. And here's the thing. I made this comparison in a story I did about a month ago. Remember when Randall Cunningham was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the ultimate weapon?
Right.
Well, all right, take Randall Cunningham, add 3 inches of height, about 30 pounds, and he doesn't slither around. Combine him with Mike Allstott. throw Mike Allstott on top of Randall Cunningham, and that's Josh Allen.
Yeah. It really is crazy. Hey, I got to ask you about the South Florida backfield. What are your thoughts on Cook, Moss, and Singletary? Is it going to be kind of a rotation as long as you don't fumble, you play? How do you see that playing out this year with all three of those guys?
Well, it'll be a fascinating dynamic because all three of those guys have been in Sean McDermott's doghouse for ball control issues. Cook fumbles on his first NFL touch, and he got two more plays the rest of that game against the Rams, didn't touch the ball again. Moss has had his problems. Singletary had a big drop in a playoff game that led to their loss in Kansas City 2 years ago. And then he didn't see the field again for the rest of the game. I think that Singletary's still the guy because, I guess it's funny to say, because he's most familiar with the doghouse. He doesn't stay in there as long. Zach Moss has been a bit of a revelation. Now, they wanted to go out and get J.D. McKissick, from Washington, and that kind of backfired. They thought they had a deal, and it turns out that the agent went back to Washington, reneged on the deal, and re-signed there. The Bills wanted a receiver out of the backfield. So far, that's been Moss. I think eventually it's going to be Cook when they can trust him. But Moss has been the receiving back. So people who are now leaning in towards the radio because of your fantasy team, maybe just for a couple weeks, because Cook, I think, eventually will take over that role.
Your offense, and everybody talks about the offense, and they should. It's been so good. But the Bills' defense, 9 sacks and 7 takeaways defensively is right there at the top of the league with just about everything they're doing right now. What side of the ball you think's played the best so far of the two?
I'd have to still go with the offense. Maybe I don't. You're going to make me dither on it here a little bit. Maybe I don't. You had a pick six out of Matt Milano in the last game. They just haven't given up any points. They give up a touchdown on the opening drive to the Titans and then nothing else. They really stuffed Derrick Henry. They've played well against a run team in the Titans and a pass team in the Rams. They're versatile. Von Miller, in addition to what he can do on the field, talk about leadership stuff. From the day he arrived, he has risen all boats, lifted all boats, I should say, regarding that entire defensive line, but most notably a couple of edge rushers who had trouble getting on the field. Boogie Basham and A.J. Epenesa. They're two second-round picks who were considered, if you were to ask most Bills fans, busts. These guys just aren't going to work out. Well, Epenesa has 2 sacks and 4 quarterback hits in the opener. Boogie Basham had an interception and a sack in the opener, and he had a fumble recovery in the second game. And a lot of that is chalked up to Von Miller's mentorship because these guys are backups. Even they're getting on the field now, but in a backup role. The only draft pick that really looked great from the jump was Greg Rousseau, the former Hurricane. He had a good season last year, and he's even better now, and he's the guy that, Von Miller has kind of taken under his wing. But these are – they are deep on the edge. They are deep. When Von Miller's taking a breather, the other team's going to still have their hands full.
Tim, the 2-0 Buffalo Bills coming down here to face the 2-0 Miami Dolphins. Should be a fun one on Sunday. This can be a big game for the Dolphins and a big game, obviously, for the Bills as well. Probably go to 3-0 if they try to do that. Thank you for your time as always, Tim. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim.
Sexy matchup. Take care, guys.
All right. That was Tim Graham. A little Buffalo Bills update. We do have the Dolphins and the Bills coming up here on Sunday. We have the injury report that's always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Full practice participants Tanner Connor, Raekwon Davis, and Alec Ingold, Channing Tindall, and Cedric Wilson Jr. were limited. And here is the tough part of the injury report. Hunter Long, Melvin Ingram, well, that was vet rest, so that's okay. Xavier Howard with a groin, Seathan Carter with a concussion, Teron Armstead with a toe, did not participate. We'll hopefully have a better update for you tomorrow from the Miami Dolphins injury report. Brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.